Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. November's nominees are cornerback Kareem Jackson, offensive lineman Xavier Suafilo, and running back Chris Chicken and Shrimp Polk. Every vote automatically enters you to win a Whataburger VIP pack, which includes tickets to a Texans game and front-of-the-line access to the Community Player of the Year appearance. And welcome back to the show, Jonathan Joseph. You know, talking about those guys, the community players, that's something that's really important to you guys as players, isn't it, to be active and to be able to give back here in Houston?
Absolutely. I think the fan base does so much for us and come out and support us. So any chance we have, you know, time to give back to those guys, you know, I think it's important for us as teammates and us as players to do so, just because, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to kind of interact with us as players.
All right, here's a question for you. Best or worst job you've ever had?
Probably it's maybe the same job, McDonald's. Worked at McDonald's, and, you know, I had really fun while I was working there, but at the same time, we stayed busy. And I seemed like since I was younger, I was like 15 at the time, I would always get stuck there when we had rush hour. And that was one of the worst parts of the day, just because I was back on the line and I just was always slow at making burgers and wrapping them. So they stayed on me a lot.
So can you eat McDonald's to this day?
I can have it sometimes. My son liked it a lot. But for the most part, I really don't go there as much as I used to.
All right. Well, I had a chance to catch up with some of your teammates and find out what their best or worst jobs were.
Ooh, my worst job was... So I got drafted in the lockout year, right? So after I got drafted, you know, normally you come to the facility and do whatever you do. Well, after I got drafted, it's like a dead period. So it's like, I have nothing to do, I need money. So I was working on rooftops for like a month and a half until the lockout was over. Like legit, on top of a roof, with tar and everything. I'm like, what NFL draft pick like works on rooftops? So that was my worst job.
Chick-fil-A. That was my only job. just smell like chicken every day. It's not cool.
In high school, I used to work in Foot Locker. And, you know, I'm a sneakerhead, so just being able to work in there and get a chance to get all the new releases and Jordans. And we had this thing where it was like at the end of the year, it would have like a 50% off sale for all the employees. So what I used to do was hide all the shoes that I liked or wanted in the back until it was 50% off time, and then I'll buy them. So, and when it got to the point, my manager would be like, you know, I thought we sold a lot of these. I was like, I thought we did too. I'd be hiding them in the back in like different places and stuff. Nobody could find them, and then I just go snatch all of them out the back and buy them, you know, half off.
Happened to be your size.
Oh, man, it was amazing, but it only lasted for a couple months, so.
Your partner, Kareem, hiding some shoes. You worked in a shoe store too, though, right?
Yeah, Foot Action. I did.
Did you hide the shoes?
No, not at all. I just kind of got a beat on it, you know, because most of the times, you know, when they're coming out or getting released, and you get a discount also. So anytime I had a chance to get something that I liked, I always put money to the side for my paycheck.
Now you can buy any shoes you want. How many shoes are in your closet at home?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good question. I haven't really counted lately, but we just got my closet finished, and I have enough space for about 400 pairs. So.
400 pairs of shoes. All right, let's talk Cincinnati Bengals. You touched on it a little bit. Going back to Cincinnati, you spent, what,
Five
seasons in Cincinnati. At this point, you've been here for a couple of years. Does it still mean something to go back?
It's always business. I probably enjoy going back and seeing those guys and just interacting with some of those guys, you know, the weight room staff, you know, trainers that are still there, just the guys around the building, because it's pretty much the same staff that was there when I was there. But other than that, it's all business on the field.
All right. Well, I think you did a great job. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. I have fun.
All right. Thank you, Jay. And I'm going to let you toss a break. Mark Vandermeer will be back. Go ahead, take us to break.
you just put me on the spot. Thanks today. I'd like to send us into break. Mark Vandermeer is up next.